First of all, Mr. Gary Husband, yeah. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
From your first musical experiences till now, how would you describe your amazing journey through music and life?
Is it amazing?
Yes. Really, it is amazing.
I'm happy that you feel that way. It's been totally amazing for me because it's been really the right kind of trajectory, if you like, from classical piano,
yes,
all the way through the keyboards and the development with the keyboards, and then when I started playing drums, it became equally as important as the drum, as the piano and
yes.
the keyboards. So to keep both going was, you know, shunned by many who say, no, you can't do that because people don't know who you are,
yes.
you know, what you do. And I said, well, tough. I'm a musician with two instruments, so, you know, sometimes it's, and it works out in my life now 50% of the time, and which is, you know, I'm extremely happy about that, so I can just carry on.
Initially, you were trained as a classical pianist with Dame Fanny Waterman.
Yes.
How important was for your later career that chapter of your life?
Well, the humiliation and the cruelty and the embarrassment that she would put us through as students. I mean, old school classical
yes,
piano.
Old school on. Piano, yes.
Was something else. But I have to say that my induction into Béla Bartók's Microcosmos system had a fantastic, in, you know, as well as a lot of music of East European origin and also, you know, from composer to composer. But the one prevailing thing that she gave me was an enduring technique.
Yes.
She actually gave me something that stays with me my whole life. And she said that would happen. And all of this was painstakingly slow practice and to the point where you feel like there's a mountain of energy inside you. So
yes.
it's really irreplaceable. And for me, it's been particularly important. So,
how is it for you to reveal your intimate thoughts, your spiritual world through your instruments, piano, keyboards, drums?
Mm. Easy.
Easy. It's a natural process.
It's a natural I mean, I depend on it.
Yes.
Because I have no other better guidance, really.
Yes.
I mean, I look for that in everything. It doesn't matter if it's the most, if it involves very little imagination, but to really feel the essence and the spirituality, if you like, in terms of where something is, what you play, where you play it, how you shape it, you know, the composition of what you do, and of course all the technical aspects like internal balance as a musician and being balanced with other people and in harmony with other people. So there are a vast number, as you know, of
yes.
things very important to being, of aspects that are very important for musicians. So if I take care of maybe half of those, I'm happy.
So what is a seed of a composition for a jazz master like Gary Husband?
I don't know about jazz master, but, you know, there's... I just want to bring something meaningful and fresh and something... And to discover, I mean, because we're in this to discover and not to play what we know. And,
yes.
And it's far too easy to have like a... You know, a book of licks and so-called things that you revert to all the time, and if I catch myself falling into the pattern of using familiar things, I stop it, and I'm that fastidious with my playing to really just be in the moment and be and approach everything with freshness and as meaningfully as I can. And it's not often seen that drummers, for instance, can look at music that way, but for me, it's very much that way.
What is the essence of Gary Husband's force majeure?
Force majeure, violin and trombone and trumpet. So this was a different kind of front
yes.
line, you know. And
that's
a
why
nice,
I asked you.
Yeah, yeah, it was one of the. That was the first decision I made, and then to think about the players, and it just so happened that it worked very well to write for those. I had to write minimally for them because everybody was very jet-lagged and there was no time to rehearse, really. But I really enjoyed it. I wish we'd made a record, but
Concerts are great.
But the concert, well, thank you. It was a great time.
Yes.
2004 to 2005. Yeah, very nice.
How would you describe now in 2023 your musical partnership with the departed phenomenal maestro of the electric guitar, Alan Holdsworth?
Irreplaceable.
I know that.
Of course, so, a lot of people are really trying to get to grips with playing his music now, and I've been invited to participate in that, and I just can't. You know, because
it hurts.
Without him, it was so unique and so original and so particular to him that that music doesn't make sense without him.
Yes.
So I close the book with love and respect, because I don't want it to be... I mean, it's nice if people want to use it to try and recreate a little bit of that essence, but really, when you've been through it for that many years, 37 years I was with that man, off and on, but it was a long time of... And every time we came together, his progression had moved on, my progression had moved on, but it always fit. For some reason, there was something just there, and you can't really talk about it, explain it. It was just an intrinsic understanding of one another, and it just all felt in order and right. So I don't know how to explain it any other way, really.
It's hard to put it in words.
Yeah.
My next question is a long one.
Okay.
In April 2005, a new and very important chapter, I think, began in your life when John McLaughlin recruited you to play keyboards in the group called John McLaughlin and Friends. Soon after, you performed keyboards and drums on McLaughlin's Industrial Zen album.
Yes.
And then, of course, McLaughlin's Fourth Dimension was formed with you featured on both instruments.
Mm.
What is the essence of your musical partnership with John McLaughlin, another great, great guitarist and composer?
Yeah, well, the essence really has to be, to begin with my phenomenal respect and
yes,
from someone who had a great impact on me in music through all his periods, and given the opportunity to take part in a new phase was of extreme fulfillment to me, but also, of course, incredibly challenging. And I wanted to play in a way that I always put great importance on trying to understand musicians and what they want. And for that means familiarizing yourself with every aspect of their, not only of their musical trajectory, but also the aspects as a human being, and it's just been a wonderful 17 years of trying to follow that lead, and the band's development was very special too, because it really represents the development of one lineup in a band over a long period of time, and the value of that, of playing together for that long was great. So that in a sense, we could just really bounce off each other instinctively without even analyzing it or rehearsing it,
We saw him in Timișoara with Shakti a couple of days ago.
Yes.
How was it for you to play with the legendary departed rock guitarist Jeff Beck?
All too short, unfortunately. I know people like to link his name with my name with him, but it was a short
experience.
Actually, it was a very, very short experience, and I just played keyboards for him on one engagement.
Yes.
Which was kind of nice. It was a tribute to Bob Marley. Nevertheless, to hear that searing sound and that great spirit of his...
Unique sound.
Yeah. Was a real big pleasure. If one regret... I tried to get to him as a drummer many times, because it's important to be proactive as a musician. You have to chase what you want. I chased John McLaughlin, for instance.
Yes, I know that.
So I went to Jeff Beck's manager and I said, would you please give these materials to Jeff? And he goes, hey, I have a book this thick full of drummers. Why are you different? And I think, I don't know what I said. Hair? Maybe I have hair.
Yes. Last year, you've recorded on guitarist Jan Rivera's Existential Paranoia album with many prog rock musicians like Jordan Rudess from Dream Theater, Marco Miniman, Jimmy Johnson, and Mohini Day. Do you remember what those sessions were like?
Yeah, unfortunately, they were done in isolation, like many recordings over this last few years. And like many of us have had to do, work independently. So then your experience comes in, and you have to think and feel as a band, and feel your contribution as if you are playing together in that moment, which of course you're not, but you somehow tune it that way so that it feels that you're interacting, and being interactive in the music. So that was really nice. You know, he passed me one composition, and I tried to do a heartfelt solo in it, and try to do my best for him. And he was happy with that. Yeah.
What is the driving force behind Gary Husband's marvelous, sublime art of playing piano, keyboards, and drums?
Oh man, I can't stop really. You know, it's more than an obsession. It's an essence of. It's a crucial essence of life, of living for me. It's been a long time process, and it's still traveling, I'm happy to say, and you know, by the time I drop, it will still have traveled as far as I can take it. I can't stop.
Yes.
So, you know.
How have any non-musical interests affected you musically?
My resistance to becoming a Formula One driver has probably extended my lifespan.
Do you have a favorite driver?
I have many from the past and some from the present. But I think not just the precision, but there's also a soulful aspect in this kind of exercise with the being able to achieve with your machine. And in a way, a little bit like boxing, which has a strong element of timing when you do something,
and the whole complexity of this sport with transmissions.
And they're very extra musical, you could say, you know, in a way, because they both utilize importance of timing, when to do something, when not, when to be out of the way, when to make your mark, and all those kind of aspects are very much like being a musician to me.
What has been your most significant experience in music?
Everything.
Everything.
I mean, to play with poor musicians sometimes, but to play with, it doesn't matter. I've worked with such a diverse selection of musicians for so many years, and some of them are basically unknown, but great.
Yes.
You know, that it's no less great, and it's no less challenging, and it's no less effort. So every single thing is of equal importance to me. So, I mean, all the experiences that I've been through have helped sort of contribute and influence the way I've chosen to go and chosen not to go. So, you know, it keeps traveling like that.
What are the qualities you look for in players as a band leader?
Blood.
energy,
but just dig deep, really. And of course, precision and attention to detail, but really just meaningful imagination, you know, something new and different every time, but wonderful. And also, of course, being a drummer, this whole aspect of rhythm is a very, very dominant force. And I look for that in others too, you know, the harmony of really blending rhythmically. And I think that's it.
Is it difficult somehow for you to create and to play music in these turbulent times?
Yeah, music calls the shots. I mean, it really does call on you to deal with every conceivable sort of life situation, I guess. And it's always a matter of making the music happen irrespective of what elements are there that can prove troublesome to that act. And you know, of course, we all went through lockdown, but there are plenty more aspects, I think, in life that contribute to being troublesome insofar as making good music is concerned. And I think it's important to develop ways to try to deal with those in a way, see them coming and stop them having any effect. And that can be anything from a bad sound or weather or anything. And you think, well, it's okay because I know this is probably going to happen. I'm ready for it. We're all ready for it. And that's what experience gives you, I guess, you know, just working as much as you can and making that experience work for you.
Have you got a philosophy for life?
Yes. Don't be cruel. Be kind. Be loving. And I think whatever you put into life, just like music, it gives you back, you know? I really do.
Thank you very much. It was an honor for me. Thank you.
No, it was a great pleasure for me. Thank you. Hi, this is Gary Husband and Radio Timișoara give you Jazz Revelations. Be there.